This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1747. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded November 13th, Australia, Brazil, Canada, Congo DR, Cuba, Egypt, Equatorial Guinea, Finland, Georgia, Germany, Greece, International Vacuum, Koreas, Kurdistan, Mauritania, Nigeria, North America, Peru, Russia, Rwanda, Somaliland, Taiwan, Turkey, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. After 3 weeks on holiday from de-exing in China, Ron Howard is back on Asilomar State Beach in California, de-exing from his car. And reports Radio Simban in Australia, presumed, since that's the only station on 2368.48 kHz. November 10th, from 1302 through 1401, it was just above threshold level, but weak. He never heard any announcements, just nonstop typical Greek music and singing. It was cutting through the noise fairly well for a low-powered station. No hint of vintage FM on 3210 and no activity on 5050 from Australia. Reach beyond Australia, formerly known as HCJB, keeps expanding with more and more languages and frequencies. I ran across them on a current English transmission, 12115, November 10th at 1421. That's now scheduled to South Asia, all in English from 1405 to 1530. And except for an occasional spotlight feature here and there, there is no other English except for 0730 to 0830 on 15490 for Papua New Guinea. In the Radio Escutas group, Luiz Cheney Neto in Brazil says that the time signal station there on 10 MHz, Observatorio Nacional, has been silent for some time. The reason unknown, it could be lack of propagation, but that's unlikely. Or it's down for maintenance, or they simply quit broadcasting on shortwave. But Dennis Sokby replies, it is under maintenance, the equipment and the building. It'll be back when everything is okay. Surprise, surprise, Radio Havana Cuba took our advice and moved off 6070 for their new schedule, which went into effect UT November 9th. So CFRX Toronto once again has no Cuba RM during evening prime time. So check out their program schedule at www.newstalk1010.com. On Saturday night at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 02 to 03 UT, when we were listening, they have a program called Geeks and Beats, which seems to deal with technology. On Sunday evenings, they carry 60 Minutes, audio track of the CBS television show at 7 Eastern, midnight UT, Mondays. I assume it's always at that time, even if it's delayed due to stupid ball games on CBS television. And, of course, 60 Minutes is also on a number of CBS-owned radio stations in the U.S., perhaps with the same problem. As for CFRX, most of their program titles are just the names of the program hosts. It's personality-driven, so if you have no idea who they are, you just have to listen or judge them by their looks, or check out the links to each program at the website. Tim Rahto, R-A-H-T-O in Iowa, tipped the DXLD group that Radio Kandip from the Democratic Republic of Congo was very audible on 5066.34 UT November 10th. He says it was peaking at about S7 around 0318 UT, but it was weakening, so hurry up and listen. So I tuned in as early as possible at 0345 and could hear a just barely audible carrier, seemingly on that exact frequency, 5066.34. It must have been on earlier than the listed sign-on in the Alki list, which was 0330, and much earlier than the listed sign-on in the World Radio TV Handbook last year of 0400. Geisma.com says sunrise in Bunia was at 0341. It does vary slightly, although it's very close to the equator. It supposedly gets as late as 0411 in about 3 months, so we're losing darkness every morning until we're over the hump. I suppose we should start looking for it as early as 0300 UT. Good news for those of us trying to hear English broadcasts from Radio Cairo, Egypt, which they are incapable of broadcasting loudly and clearly themselves. Radio Cairo is now being relayed by the new Global 24 service via WRMI 9395. The schedule effective November 15th shows the following days and times. It's not at the same time every day, and it's not on every day. Sunday at 1300 to 1430, UT Monday at midnight 30 to 0200, UT Tuesday 0300 to 0430, and UT Wednesday for 1 hour at 03 to 04. Actually, the Sesquiar broadcast only lasts about 81 minutes, requiring some fill time afterwards. I understand the audio still is not the best coming out of their studio, but at least it's not all messed up by the Egyptian transmitters. Manuel Mendez from Peninsular Spain has been visiting and de-exing from the Canary Islands, including a presumed log of Radio Nacional Bata Equatorial Guinea 5005, November 3rd at 0605 to 615. It was a very weak signal, however. He couldn't even identify the language, so it is presumed, and he was not hearing it at all on any other dates. The low-power private shortwave station in Finland is still on the air, but it's seldom heard, it seems, beyond Scandinavia. Thomas Nielsen in Sweden reports in Shortwave Bulletin. November 8th at 1436, he heard Radio Gramox, G-R-A-M-O-X, with a strong signal there, and Oldies on 3959.9 kHz, and was also heard at the same time by Frederick Dorain, according to a tip in Nordiax. Filed under Georgia, Rumen Pankov in Sofia, Bulgaria, reports on Apsua Radio, or Abkhaz Radio, from the Abkhazian Republic, which he's hearing not only on shortwave 9535, but also on medium wave 1350, but operations vary a lot from one day to the next. On Sunday, November 9th, it was heard from 0500 till closed down at 0600 on both frequencies. November 10th, the sign-on at 0445 with a program of Aftoradio Sukhumi, spelled in Russian like AFTA. At 0500, edible signal and ID as Apsua Radio and an advertisement for a Russian bank. At 0545, 9535 was switched off, but medium wave 1350 was heard till 0615. Then at 1458, 1350 started with news in Abkhazian, and 1510 news in Russian till 1517 back to Abkhazian. On November 11th and 12th, it was noted at the same times, but only on medium wave 1350. November 4th was a sad day for the history of shortwave broadcasting in Germany. That's when the shortwave mass at the once great Wertachtel transmitter site were demolished, according to reports from the German Amateur Radio Club via Mike Terry and Wolfgang Büschel. They first went on the air for the Munich Olympics in April 1972. The demolition started in May, and the plant will be completely demolished by the end of this year. Greek shortwave transmitters remain on the air part of the time thanks to the ERT open service defying the government, and surprise us even more by occasionally putting in some English news, as encountered by Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria, November 5th at 1800 to 1808 UT on 9420, 9935, and 15650. That was a Wednesday, in case it makes any difference. And this was heard again on Friday, November 7th, by Allen Roe in England. However, at that time, the English news ran from 1808 until 1813. They identified as you're listening to the Greek Radio Network from ertopen.com. Last week, I mentioned that World of Radio was available via satellite on WRN in North America at the winter timing of Saturday, 1830 UT. John Filiozzi supplies the details. No, it's not on Sirius XM, but if you can receive other satellites, you can get World of Radio and the full schedule of international broadcasts nonstop from WRN on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 27, 12.177 gigahertz vertical polarization, symbol rate 23,000, FEC 3 slant 4, DVB MPEG 2, then choose audio channel WRN1 English, and the service ID is 13. Ron Howard in California reports extremely rare reception without normal strong white noise jamming of the recently built clandestine from South to North Korea called Voice of Freedom. It was 30 hertz above, 6135, November 11th at 1240 to 1354. There was some jamming, but the DPRK was just using ineffective, what he calls, shokaze-type jamming of pulsating noise. The broadcast was in Korean, but there was an English lesson at 1300 to 1310, also involving the Chinese language, explaining expressions such as, I'm a morning person, I'm a night person, I'm an early bird, I'm a night owl. This program started and ended with usual theme music. Reception was fair after 1300 and very readable. He says, very unusual to be able to enjoy this with such clear reception. During this time, South Korea's 6015 transmitter was jammed as usual with strong white noise. And Ron put up 14 minutes of audio of this and a shorter segment at his box.com audio site. Looking over the new B-14 media broadcast schedule of relays via France and Germany, Ivo Ivanov found something new. It's labeled VOK, but we're not sure what that stands for. It's only once a week, Thursdays at 1700 to 1730 via France on 17580 in Arabic to the Near and Middle East. He found it had a very weak signal last week. The target area of Siraf 39 leads to Kurdistan, so Wolfgang Büschel wonders if it could be something known as VOK Radio, as in VOKRadio.com, Voice of Kurdish American Radio for Democracy, Peace, and Freedom. There's nothing on their website about adding shortwave, but that could be happening. It's based in Los Angeles. However, as Tarek Zaidan in Cairo points out, according to that website, it broadcasts only in Kurdish and Persian, not the listed language of Arabic. So another possibility could be VOK stands for Voice of Kenya, not with actual Kenyan broadcasts, but perhaps with a clandestine originating from their studios, such as Radio Damal for Somalia. An intriguing NID from Thomas Nielsen in Sweden, shortwave bulletin heard on 4845.0, November 7th at 2256. There was some monotonous African music until 2300 UT, but the carrier was still on by midnight 4. This frequency 4845 reminds us of Mauritania, which used to be on shortwave here, but has been gone for almost 5 years. Henrik Clements listened to the music and thought it seemed to be from Africa rather than Latin America. Further checks needed. He also was hearing it November 8th, starting at 22:26. Alan Rowan, England, says, the Voice of Nigeria scheduled DRM transmission from 1830 UT on 15120, provides the most reliable time and frequency to hear VON at his location. However, on Sunday, November 9th, the DRM broadcast had already started early when he tuned in at 1810. ending the program View of Progress, and into the next one, Women in Transformation, at 1815. The end of the DRM is about 2000 UT. We are amid World of Radio 1747. Our website brings you a lot more info, worldofradio.com. Both it and this program are non-commercial, so we appreciate financial support, such as this week from Max Heidel, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. If necessary, PayPal will convert other funds to U.S. Or you may send a check or money order in U.S. funds, please, to P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702, USA. More logs of the anti-Christian, anti-American pirate, station YHWH, Harold Froge in Michigan, heard it on 11595 AM, November 5th at 0307 past 0326. Also heard on that frequency by Ron Howard, November 10th. They just signed on at 0252. Very poor reception, however, according to his log. Then Ron found another new frequency for YHWH, 5950 AM, November 12th, from TuneIn at 0254 until off at 0335. He says it was always recorded programming before, but this time there was a live on-air segment. And the speaker called himself Josiah. Bob Wilkner in Florida, along with his friends XM and MR, says Radio Logos, Chasuta, Tarapoto, Peru, remains the strongest signal from that country on 60 meters, 4810. On 10 October, from 1000 to 1010, it was heard, and 0958 to 1045, starting with an Ideas Radio Logos, mixed with beautiful flauta andina, vocalist, and strong signal. But other mornings only noted a carrier with some breaks, which may indicate transmitter issues. Back on 7 October, nothing at 1010, but a carrier with no audio at 1022. More recently, on 6 November at 1030, the carrier was on, but no audio. And then a break back at 1045 to 1055, again with carrier only. Well, in the evenings when I try to hear it, I can only barely detect a carrier, if anything, and there's always that utility interference on the high side. In Deneb Radio DX via Rus DX, Vasily Lazarev in Russia reports something on 7200 kilohertz, perhaps a pirate. In Deneb Radio DX and Open DX, Alexander Golovikin in Tulyati, Russia, says he also heard a station November 6th with a strong signal on 7200, patriotic songs in Russian. He says the station was launched from the Rosohansky offices of the Communist Party of the Voronezh region, ostensibly last year, but further information is needed. Jean-Michel Aubier in France found something surprising on the voiceofrussia.com website dated November 10th. We are excited to announce that the Voice of Russia is changing its name and moving over to a new website. We will now be known as Sputnik News Agency and Radio. You can find all the stories from our London bureau at uk.sputniknews.com. Update your bookmarks and stay with us. There's also been a lot of other press about this, such as in the Telegraph via Chuck Albertson. No specifics on how all those hours of radio programming will be distributed, whether as podcasts from a website, or if they're planning to fire up those transmitters in Petropavlovsk again for those of us on the West Coast. I must point out that although most people think of Sputnik as the name of the first satellite, the word in Russian actually means fellow traveler, which has unfortunate connotations, at least in the West. In the British DX Club, Alan Pennington quotes more of what's on the SputnikNews.com website. A major new media brand with modern multimedia centers in dozens of countries will go live November 10th. All of Sputnik's multimedia centers in major world capitals will maintain their own websites and broadcast from local radio stations. In 2015, Sputnik will broadcast in 30 languages with over 800 hours of radio programming a day, covering over 130 cities and 34 countries. Sputnik's exclusive content is designed for a global audience of billions who are tired of aggressive propaganda promoting a unipolar world and want a different perspective. The flagship site is www.sputniknews.com. Kai Ludwig in Germany says the English radio program has already migrated to the new website, to which en.ria.ru redirects now, and is indeed presented as Radio Sputnik, with the exception of the odd Radio VR that for now escaped the scissors. It appears they have already left the former Radio Moscow building and moved over to the RIA Novosti Russia Today headquarters, and the same goes for Russian radio. Dan Sheedy upon Moonlight Beach, California, reports on Radio Rwanda 6055. After Nikkei Japan closes at 1500, he hears Rwanda on the same frequency, November 5th, 6th, and 7th at 1502. It was Port Affair with sports play-by-play and news in Kenya, Rwanda, or Swahili. There was a mobile phone ad, perhaps, with an English tag which said, "Welcome to the new world, everywhere you go," at 1513. Then an ID in French. The carrier is usually good, but audio somewhat muffled. Used to have a brief English news around 1515, but unheard so far this year. That would be, of course, by Longpath. And likewise, Radio Hargeisa Somaliland, which he tentatively hears about the same time on 7120, November 4th, 5th, and 6th. It's signed on at 1459, heard past 1505, from an open carrier to horns and drums. Is that a long interval signal or their national anthem? Opening in Somali, followed by Kiraut, heard almost every day around 1500 sign-on, but does not stay in long enough to get a decent ID. I fear that many monitors logging Sound of Hope from Taiwan are really hearing CNR1 jamming from the mainland, but Ron Howard in California can certainly tell the difference. November 12th at 1426 to 1432, he reports Sound of Hope on 10960. News in Chinese with their unique music bridge between items. I was surprised to hear Sound of Hope in English at the bottom of the hour as part of an apparent ID in Chinese. Surely on this occasion it was not a low-powered Sound of Hope transmitter on this frequency. But beware, if you tune in again, you may hear nothing but CNR1 jamming, which will be parallel to many other frequencies in all probability. Taiwan Nan, we're glad to note that PCJ Radio International's Song of India now has a regular spot on Global 24, 9395 WRMI, Saturdays at 23 to midnight UT. And furthermore, Sundays at the same time, the Happy Station is playing. All other days of the week during the 23 UT hour, G24 is carrying Democracy Now! David Koenig of intervalsignals.net says after barely more than a year's use, Voice of Turkey have ditched their old interval signal and come up with yet another new one. This and several other defunct VOT interval signals can be heard on the Turkey page of Interval Signals Online. Larry Zamora in Garland, Texas, reports hearing the KLDE El Dorado, Texas relay on 11 meters, 25913, November 9th. At midnight 7 UT with local events in El Dorado and San Angelo about Veterans Day. There was an ID at midnight 30 and commercials, including one for Junction, Texas, and lots of Tejano music. And there was an ID at midnight 38 for the 11-meter transmitter as WQBY434. Well, since Larry is in the Metroplex, which is too far from San Angelo and El Dorado for Groundwave and too close for Skywave, I conclude this transmitter is really where it has always been, in Arlington or Dallas, as it formerly carried WBAP and KSCS, but why in the world are they running this KLDE programming in the Metroplex? During the 21 UT Hour, Friday, November 7th, I was surprised to hear Music Time in Africa on VOA 15580 with a very good signal, meaning it's during that hour only via Greenville. This surprised me because Music Time in Africa is supposedly scheduled on Saturdays and Sundays at that hour, not on Fridays. It included an interesting song called Africa, Stop Ebola. Alan Rowe, however, explains that it's been on Fridays at 21 UT for a long time, among other times that are not listed on the VOA schedule, nor are they announced on the program. There's another long-established secret airing on Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 UT. Bill Bingham in RSA confirms hearing that November 8th on 4930 via Botswana. And Ivo Ivanov says the other frequencies at that hour are Botswana on 6080 and 15580, and Sao Tome on 17895. After posting bits and pieces of its schedule, Global 24 has now put up its entire 24/7 program schedule via its website, global24.com. It's a spreadsheet. I suggest you check it frequently, as it will be changing from time to time. But the times shown now for World of Radio are as follows on 9395. Thursdays at 2200. UT Fridays at midnight 30, Saturdays at 1000, Mondays and Wednesdays also at 2200, and UT Wednesdays at 0400. These actually may be a couple of minutes after some news on the hour. Reception on 9395 continues to be rather poor here in the daytime, but improves in the evening and into the night, when it's quite a good signal. Phil Workman tells me antenna changes are in the works, at least for daylight hours, moving west to the northwest antenna and moving back to the northern antenna at night. That is, the northwesterly antenna would be in use between 11 and 21 UT. I pay very little attention to so-called true news on WRMI. However, November 13th, from before 0700 for at least 5 minutes, there was a string of IDs on their three frequencies, 5015, 5850, and 7455, for Radio Paradise. In case you hear that, it's really true news. They have apparently picked up that name from the St. Kitts medium wave station the same organization has attempted to purchase. The two big Navajo stations seem to be stuck on day patterns at night instead of protecting New York, meaning they're well audible further east on 660. Listen for distinctive Navajo chanting from KTNN anytime after dark in Navajo land. And also on 880, KHAC is religious, partly in English and partly in Navajo. Here's a surprise. Martin Foltz reports that KHJ 930 Los Angeles announces it's changing format November 17th from Spanish to Immaculate Heart Radio Catholic in English. Propagation outlook from Boulder, solar flux peaking at 200 November 19th and 20th and dropping down to only 80 by December 5th. And that's World of Radio 1747. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.